Speaking of things.
What is it?
Are you not sure what we're doing?
Tell them what it's about.
It's going to be about some things.
Oh.
Okay, let's just roll the episode.
Got it.
Listen to this. That's how you know we're back.
That's the official we're back in recording.
And that shit is patented. Don't touch it. Welcome, Dave.
Welcome, Tim. Another pod of speaking of
things. There you go. We're filming today in HD.
Which stands for high fidelity.
But you're so close. Yeah, we'll go with high fidelity. Close
I wonder, enough. Where'd the F go?
You know what? Always looking for that F. Always looking for the F. But you know why we're in HD today? Ask me why, Dave.
Why are we in HD, Tim?
Well, one, we can't afford 4K.
It's true.
Which, so, I mean, but
talk
HD.
Talk to the sponsors.
HD's pretty good. But you know why? Because, well, let me give you a little backstory.
Okay.
A little backstory. First of all, you know, we do this show here in Pennsylvania.
We do.
We're surrounded by some cornfields. There's a scary as shit donkey across the street.
I haven't seen the donkey.
No, you won't see it. You won't ever see it. You'll hear it, and then you'll be scared. It makes sounds. Anyway, we're not in prime territory for prime internet. So I have some rinky-dink outfit that I'm rocking about 8 to 10 meg. We're getting a little techie here. I'm rocking about 8 to 10 meg down, and I'm not trying to brag. And on a good day, it actually works the whole day. Most days, hit or miss. Like, imagine like a cloud. A cloud might throw off the system because it's all wireless.
Oh.
What I'm explaining is it's dog shit, okay?
It's a little bit behind because you said 8 to 10 megs.
Correct.
I mean, most people are at least 52K.
Still got that modem, huh? So listen, guess what I did? Guess. Wrong.
Well, I bet you're going to tell me.
Okay, thanks. I got the Elon one. I got the little musky.
Starlink?
Boom, right there.
Really?
I'm connected to this.
Are you serious?
I did.
This isn't a joke.
Not a joke. You parked your space car from Mr. Musk. It is within reaching distance of my SpaceX, what do you call it? Satellite.
Wow.
It's
so you can connect to people in third world countries that don't have internet.
You know what? It's very new. I've had it almost 2 days and I have not tried that, but I imagine there's an app for that.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that was something you could buy now.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. They're all over the place. I mean, at least on my house. And, look, easy to set up. This is not a commercial, but it was super easy to set up. And did
Elon come and set it up?
He didn't. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I had a few questions about the setup, but you know, whatever. I figured it out, hooked it up on the house, did a little speed test. Remember I said it was starting at 8 to 10?
Yep.
So that's what our pod show was operating at when we're filming.
Yes.
We're in HD today because I was blasting like 250 meg down. And this middle of the night last night, late last night when I guess nobody's on the network, I hit 300 meg down. Now, nothing happened at that time. I did jump up and down like a little child that just got a piece of candy or something. Oh my God, I was so freaking happy. It's 2024 and I made it. I made it. I got the internets.
Wow.
And we're broadcasting in HD.
I thought we sounded better today.
Didn't you notice that? Yeah. We're clear. The picture's clearer. Our faces aren't as fuzzy and pixelated as they usually are.
Mine is my vision. I mean, yours is my vision's been getting worse.
Well, I got the glasses.
Yeah.
So it's coming to clear. Yeah. So I got SpaceX. We're connected to the outer space right now.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I was in Florida a couple months ago and I actually saw the SpaceX rocket launch. I wonder if it was taking your Starlink up there.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Did you ever look up in the sky and see the crazy lights and it's actually the satellites?
It's the telephone poles, Tim. Well, it's the highway lights.
I was hammered drunk, so who knows what I was actually saying. But so I'm all pumped up, right? I get the Starlink. I'm connected to the universe. Yep. And I'm like, let's turn on TV because, you know, I stream everything. And let's see if we get the stupid buffering, the you know, the low-res picture because it tries to keep showing you the TV show despite it being dog shit in terms of its quality. So, admittedly, okay, I'm digressing just a hair. The first show we put on, we're in the midst of a bit of a round two or three binge of Project Runway. Don't judge me, Dave. Do not judge me. Project Runway. Tim Gunn's the man.
Wow. That would explain your painted nails.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
There, look, after watching a couple seasons of Project Runway, you start looking at the world a little differently. You're wondering which side of the field you're playing on. You know, I did paint my, well, no, my I call her my daughter niece. My daughter niece painted my nails. Yep. And it does feel good when I'm watching Project Runway. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not against it.
It's like you're right there with them.
I'm right there with them. I get my sewing needle and I just start making t-shirts for myself and stuff. I'm working on it.
Okay? Regular Betsy Ross.
But here's... Betsy Ross.
Sewing the American flag.
Yeah, yeah. I did. That's quite the reference there. Oh. So my point is I've got Elon Musk mounted on the side of my freaking house. He's talking to the satellites for me, right?
Mm.
I turn on TV. I'm ready for the awesome experience. And then I realize, shit, we're like 10 seasons back. It's all in standard def.
Oh, jeez.
And for half a second, I thought my internet, I was about to call Elon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what did you sell me? What the hell? And then I realized, no, it's all filmed in standard def. Does that kind of pisses me off. Like, do you ever go back and watch a show and then see it's in standard def?
I do, and then I don't watch it.
I know. I can't stand it anymore. But anyway.
No, I mean, good though. I think... Probably, your wife probably doesn't notice.
How did you know that?
I think we've talked about it before, or we did.
And no. And I would look at her in such disgrace and go, how do you not see the difference? And she goes, it does. I see it, but it doesn't matter to me. And I go, are you insane?
But has she noticed you thinking faster?
Definitely not. Definitely not. She did see Elon mounted to the side of the house and ask some questions.
Wow.
But you know, what the hell?
Yeah. Now the Starlink, is that installed in your head?
Ooh, that brings us to the next thing that he's working on. I don't think he's installing Starlink in your head, but what is it called?
Neuralink.
Neuralink. Neuralink, yes. Is getting installed. Now, you don't have it, do you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Ooh. But I don't know what happens when I sleep.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm asleep.
They could be installing it without you even knowing it. Yep. Oh, now that I have Starlink. Oh, God. I fall asleep. I wake up with Neuralink.
I wonder though if you could get like a discount, like a package deal, like the triple play. Like you get Starlink, Neuralink, solar panels, discounted rate.
Twice the link, half the price.
Yeah, it's only probably $200,000.
That's all.
Yeah,
chump change for Elon. It is.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the space car, so you might be able to get a discount on Neuralink, Starlink, whatever.
You might be right, because they do keep offering like discounts for the solar panels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, because you got the car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And your car needs solar panels?
Sorry, not the power block, which I think works off solar.
What? What's the power block?
The Tesla has their own house battery.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It pops up in like Instagram feeds. Like, oh, yeah, here's Tesla. I don't need it. I don't need Elon. Unless that freaking Starlink requires a big ass battery.
I don't know either. You own it.
Are you interested in getting Neuralink for yourself?
I'm not sure yet. I think I'll figure, you know.
You said yet.
Yeah.
As if it's like something you're considering.
Yeah, I don't like to rule things out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're very open-minded.
Especially if you're having something installed, you need to be.
They open your mind.
Yeah, they actually open your brain.
Yes. Oh, and yeah.
Put something in there.
Well, they drilled the little skull hole. And you know what? I did look that up. It's pretty slick because the way they drill it, it like recesses. So you don't have like a little antenna on top of your head. I mean, I'm not saying having an antenna on your head is a bad thing. I don't judge people for that.
So that's good. It's kind of like they just skipped the whole thing. Like when you think about cars, they used to have the antenna on the hood that's, you know, set up. Now it's just a little nub on the roof. Yeah. My car doesn't even have one.
See? And neither, if you got Neuralink in your freaking skull, you wouldn't have a nub either.
I mean, it's starting to sound like a better idea.
I wonder if you got Neuralink, if you could mount the Starlink satellite to the Neuralink on your head everywhere you go.
Well, I think Neuralink comes with Starlink installed. You have access to everything.
Oh, no shit. God, I wasted my money.
Yeah.
I wasted my money because you know what? He has the roaming version of Starlink, which is a few extra bucks. But Neuralink, hey, you're in the shower.
You're basically a hotspot for your family.
Hey, Jim, bring your skull over here. Our internet's down. Yeah. Oh, I'll be right there.
Yeah. So Neuralink, it's no longer just a concept. They've actually implanted it in someone.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I wonder if it's... I saw the one guy recently talking
in
about...
In real life?
No. We don't hang out. The one dude was playing chess with his Neuralink brain, but aren't there more people that have it or have tried it? I don't know what's going on with like clinical trials or whatever.
I'm not sure either. I think it's just human trials.
But isn't it like they're not really, they're being a little hush as to the progress and the testing, which I thought you would have to put that out in the world, what you're doing.
Yeah, I think they're probably being a little extra cautious because at least when they installed it, it was a live human.
So you're thinking possibly, maybe it could go wrong, like really wrong.
Potentially.
Okay. I see where you're going.
But I mean, it's even if you get a bad version of Neuralink, you just do an over-the-air update, right?
You know what? Hey, your space car gets the updates, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yep. Hey, and anything that's got the chip and connection to the interwebs, you get the update.
Yep.
You get the upgraded Neuralink.
In the latest update in the space car, they got rid... So it's full self-driving. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten rid of 300,000 lines of code in the latest update. There's no longer code driving the car. It is processing millions of video image or video clips at one time. It's the neural network is now active.
Okay. Because that's what they've been doing for years now, just collecting driving data.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's grandma crossing the street versus, oh, that's a little squirrel trying to get a nut.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're allowed to hit the squirrel. They frown upon hitting grandma. I might have that backwards. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's one or the other, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all based on video. And they said that they actually had a really hard time getting the car to stop at stop signs because less than 0.5% of people come to a complete stop at stop signs.
What?
Yeah.
That seems crazy low.
So did I. I thought it was too. So they have to be very careful which video clips they feed in.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also now the car. Yeah, this update's been going now for, I think, like 2 weeks. Will drive above the speed limit, will drive to the conditions, will drive around things. It's become much better because the neural network, it's driving more like a human than the code. So you can put max speed, you know, 100 miles an hour.
What?
Which previously it would go 100 miles an hour if you told it to.
Yeah.
Now it'll say, this is a side road. I can't go 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I follow you now. But how about this? You know, I have interstate by me, I-83, 65 miles per hour, right? There ain't a damn car on there doing 65. Okay. Everybody's doing 70 minimum. Some are doing 85. So if it's following that.
So that package, that stack has not been uploaded to highway driving yet.
Oh, we're on side road still.
Side road still.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
But on side roads, it's much better. Like before, it wouldn't drive down the alley or drive in a parking lot. Now it will.
You've tried this?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
and you're just sitting in the back seat by yourself.
Yeah, just so watching. I gotta sit in the front.
Yeah. Taking a nap.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer.
Yeah. So, I mean, soon, you know, really Neuralink is like full self-driving for people who don't have Teslas.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. For full self-body driving.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Drive the body.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, hey, you know what? A friend of mine just out in California, somebody else showed me something in California, and you see a car going by, nobody's in the front seat. The people are sitting in the back. So, oh, but that's not Tesla. That's somebody else doing that.
I forget the name of the company, but yeah. So I think there's still a lot of regulatory requirements Tesla needs to pass to get to that point, but this is the next step in doing that.
So you get the Neuralink, you hop into the space car, you connect the two, the sky's the limit. I don't know why, but I think that would be the sky's the limit.
Well, I think you need the rocket for that, the SpaceX rocket.
Now it's getting a little more expensive.
Yeah. But I mean, it's crazy. You know, where are we going to be 10, 15 years from now?
Oh, I have a theory.
Oh.
Oh, I have some
theories. Please do enlighten.
Okay. Let's fast forward.
How far?
You know, he works pretty quick. What does he say? Fail fast or whatever hell.
Yeah.
He blows up rockets and shit and then, you know, boom, he's on Mars or something. I don't know. Let's say 20 years, right? 20 years. Me and you.
Podcast over. Bye.
We're at, what, 25, 30 listeners by that point. Viewers, sorry. Yeah. We've got a few more gray hairs. And you've got your Neuralink. I've got my Neuralink. And then we're like, hey, we got to do next episode. And we're just sitting in our houses. You know, you have the house that I've never been to. And then I'm like, I say, Dave, why don't we pair them up? I don't know, Bluetooth, Elon tooth, whatever hell they're going to come up with, right? Mm-hmm. So we pair them up. I'm like, you ready? Let's do another podisode. You're just sitting in on your sofa in your house. I'm sitting on my sofa in my house, and we're just talking. Neuralink's recording the whole damn thing. Audio is beautiful. Freaking beautiful.
Yeah, super HD.
Super HD. We tell the AI, edit the shit out of that and release it. Boom. How's that? How's that for Neuralink in it?
Wow. I can't believe what the podcast is going to be like in the future.
Uh-huh.
But now, we had AI write a little script about the woolly mammoth.
Yes.
We should have it write a little bit about Neuralink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a script.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're interested or if this is a good time to ask if you want to dabble in thespianism again.
I have never gotten out of thespianism. And you see my nails are painted, so you know.
You're ready.
I am watching Project Runway like nobody's business. Me and Ten Gunn, make it work.
So you're ready then.
I'm more than ready
to thespianize.
Let's get thespianism going.
So last time we did about a woolly mammoth, asked AI to write a script in the likeness or persona of Seinfeld, Larry David, et cetera, about the woolly mammoth. This time we asked it to write about Neuralink.
Well, I think you did because I didn't know this was even happening.
Yeah, this is your first time. So hopefully it doesn't affect your thespianism prowess.
I know, but you know I'm a method actor.
I know.
I need to delve into my part.
Well, we've been talking about Neuralink. You have a Starlink, so you're basically 50% of the way there.
Okay. Can I warm up? La, 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 la. Woo, woo, woo. I don't know. They do all kind of weird stuff. I can't remember.
So we asked OpenAI, ChatGPT. I asked it to write a script in the persona of Jerry, Seinfeld, Larry David. And let's read it and see how it did.
So it's Jerry and Larry.
Jerry and Larry.
Okay. Who's Jerry?
You can be Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah. I'll be Larry.
Oh, okay. I have not read this. What do they call it? A cold read or?
It's cold read. Cold open.
My God.
This is, I guess, a cold middle because we're in the middle of the podcast.
All right, people. Don't judge me for my acting skills. I'm going to first, I know it's in parentheses, but apparently I'm leaning in. I don't know why I'm leaning in. It says I'm leaning in, but here we go. Hello, hello, folks. Welcome back to Neuralink, Neural Links and Nervous Laughs. I'm your host, Jerry Seinfeld.
Hopefully we don't get sued for that.
Jerry S.
And I'm Larry D. Today's topic, Neuralinks. You know, Jerry, the idea of Neuralinks sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Oh, absolutely, Larry. But you know what's even more sci-fi? The fact that we voluntarily want to plug our brains into the internet.
Exactly. I mean, who in their right mind would want to merge their thoughts with the World Wide Web? Imagine having pop-up ads in your dreams.
Oh, Larry, that would be a nightmare. But you know what would be even worse? Getting spam emails directly into your subconscious.
I can already see it. Enlarge your neural network in just one click.
And don't even get me started on those those pesky hackers. Freaking guys. One minute you're thinking about what to have for dinner, and the next, someone's playing mind games with you.
Oh, I can picture it now. Sorry, Larry, your thoughts have been encrypted. Pay 100 bitcoins to unlock.
And just when you think you've escaped the clutches of technology by going to bed, your brain gets a software update.
Oh, fantastic. Just what I needed, more bugs in my system.
But you know, Larry, I can see the appeal of Neuralinks. Imagine never forgetting where you left your keys or having instant access to every trivia answer.
I suppose, Jerry, but then again, where's the fun if you can't spend hours searching for your keys or arguing over trivial facts?
Ah, yes, the joys of human error. Nothing like a good old-fashioned debate to keep the brain cells firing.
Exactly, Jerry. So maybe we should just stick to our good old-fashioned brains and leave the Neuralinks for the next generation.
To human error and the endless pursuit of lost keys.
Cheers to that.
Oh, we're supposed to take a drink or some shit. I don't know. Drink. That was delicious. Wow. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today. Tune in next time for more Neuralinks and Nervous Laughs.
And remember, if you can't find your keys, blame it on the human errors.
Ha ha! It said laugh at the end. Look, that might need a little polishing, but there's an Emmy or there's some sort of award coming our way, a podcast award for that acting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
freaking brilliant.
Second time we've displayed our thespianism.
Yes.
And on the podcast.
Yeah. And now if we had freaking Neuralink, okay, we wouldn't have to read it. It would just be there.
It would just come out of our mouths.
Yes. Yes. Now here's my other idea. We're connected Bluetooth, Elon tooth, whatever. Tesla tooth. I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh, I like that Tesla tooth.
We're tethered up. And then I go, do me a favor. I just want to see what you're seeing. And then I get to use your eyes. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because somehow the Neuralink brain thing is looking through the eyes. As a matter of fact, they said if blind people, they set up a little camera.
Yeah.
And they can kind of see.
It's the FaceTime of the future.
Boom.
That's how you could travel in the future. You just plug into someone else's eyes.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking another thing.
Oh, do tell.
We're fast forwarding. Neuralink.
Is it from where we were at before or from now again?
From before, because this is like version 4 or 5, like Neuralink's getting pretty good, right?
Okay.
No longer are they focused on people that need it. Now they're just going, hey, you need a little brain tune up, hit you up with a Neuralink, right?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, but all my body parts work and my eyes work. But no. Listen. Imagine you're a pickleball player.
Mm.
Well, you don't have to imagine that.
I do play pickleball.
Okay. You're a pickleball player, but you're mediocre, you know, like you.
You've never even seen me play.
I'm just making an assumption. I don't know how you play pickleball. Maybe you're good
with a paddle, a ball.
Let's just say let's just give for the sake of this discussion.
Okay.
You're an average pickleball player. And you're playing against this team, and you're like, that son of a bitch is crushing it. He's like, he's like pro level. Okay, he knows how to do the moves. He knows how to, you know, move the body parts to make that freaking pickle go into your face or whatever he does with it. I don't know. I'm not part of this game. And you go, you know what? I need a little brain tune up because the Neuralink, mine, doesn't know about the pickleball. He knows about. I know that guy knows about the pickleball. So, without the guy's knowledge, you Bluetooth, you Tesla tooth in to his freaking brain. Boom. You just downloaded his pickleball skills. Now, all it is, it's memorizing the physical movements. Like when they started with the Neuralink and they got the little pig eating and they showed, oh, look, see, Neuralink's making his leg moving up and down. And you go, oh, shit. If I can get his moves, I'm in good shape. So you go, I'm thinking like there's like a Neuralink, like a Jiffy Lube, like a Neuralink loop. You pull up, you pull up and you go, I need an oil change. But while I'm waiting, can I get a little Neuralink something, something? And then they put that into your brain and now you've got the pickleball skills.
So you're like the Oscar Pistorius of pickleball.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe.
Because he had blades for running.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He ended up killing his girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
No. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. Maybe the Neuralink could help that and saying, hey.
Don't do this.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea, Oscar. Yeah. Great running. Bad killing.
Yeah. Stick to running.
Stick to running.
Yeah. Killing is not your thing.
I think now
OJ took that the opposite way. He was decent at football and he said, you know what? I'm getting into killing.
Hey, everybody needs a hobby, you know?
Yeah.
Something to do. Yeah. Oh my God. So I think if it became, okay, everything progresses, right? Neuralink is just jumping off. Well, I shouldn't say jumping off because a lot of paraplegics have it, but they figure out. No, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying they're going to get better and they're going to figure out how to get those body parts working again.
That's the goal.
Yeah. They get the body parts working again. And then they go, you know what? How many people got Neuralink? And they're cool. We got a few others that are not paraplegic. They just want a little boost in their life. Okay. Baseball player goes, sure would like to have a better swing. Can I get a better swing?
Well, they have drugs for that.
Yes, they do. I remember the home run derby. I forget how.
Yeah.
So I want a better swing. You know what? Whose swing do you want? Oh, whose swing do I want? And then you can just pick a swing. They Neuralink that shit in your freaking brain. Oh my God, he's smacking homers left and right.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes, it's possible.
That's going to be another asterisk in the Hall of Fame, though. The asterisk for the other guys with the when they're juicing, and then and then these asterisks are like, they put like a little N, for Neuralink.
Neuralink,
it's like, the guy was really good, but he was Neuralink in it.
That probably still won't let Pete Rose in.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gamble one time, maybe 10 times. Come on, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the problem was he needed an interpreter.
Neuralink, if it's normalized, well, first of all, you know who gets it first. Government gets everything first, right? They always say, we're not going to web, like Tesla's got the robot, right?
Yes.
Tesla's got the crazy robot that's looking pretty damn good, looking very human.
Yep.
And they're going, no, we're not going to weaponize that. But what if the government's like, you know what? We got a few guys over here that could use a Neuralink.
Well, they do have the robotic machines that soldiers can put on.
Yeah. I want one of those just for around the house.
Yeah, just help take out the trash.
I can see the name. What in the fuck is walking down the driveway? I'm just taking the trash out. Okay, I was getting nervous. But that would be, oh man, that would be good. No, I think, you know, the military guys get it. And, you know, I don't know. You could do all kind of crazy shit with, what if they just changed the way you think? What if Neuralink changed the way you think?
Probably. Well, you have access to everything, so.
Ooh, there you go. Hey, going to Italy. I don't speak a lick of Italian.
You just.
You go to Neuralink Lube. You get your oil changed. And you go, can you sign me up for that Italy package? Well, if you're getting the oil change with synthetic, we're running a deal on any language you want. You know what? I'll take Italian and throw that synthetic shit in my car.
Yeah.
Hey, put the wipers on there too. I'll spend the extra coin. You walk out, ah, la spaghettios. I mean, you're just saying all kind of shit in Italian.
Yeah.
You go home, everybody's impressed. That's not a bad deal.
No, I mean, I think we're definitely going to see the world change.
Oh my God. But will it be better? That's the thing.
There's really no way to tell.
There's no way to tell.
No.
Are you getting it? Are you getting the Neuralinkified?
I'm not ruling it out.
If we could fast forward right this second and we go through the scenario that I just talked about.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm probably in.
I'm in too, because God, it would save so much driving for you coming to the pod studio. I wouldn't have to set up all of this beautiful shit around us, and we're just pod showing it left and right.
We could save so much time.
So many listeners. And if we hook up with some of the Bangladeshian guys, they get Neuralinkified. We get all kind of downloads.
We're going to space.
We're going to download it right into your brain hole. Go get your Neuralink at Neuralink-a-lube. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
The Speaking of Things podisode was brought to you in full HD courtesy of the space internet that is now mounted on the side of the studio. Tim and Dave are looking into recording future pod shows from outer space near the space internet. It is not clear as to whether or not the guys will get better or worse with this latest technological upgrade. They have also signed up to have Neuralink installed in their brains. Personally, I see nothing good coming from this whatsoever. To stay up to date on all of their truly awful ideas, check them out on all of the socials. Until next time, keep speaking of things.